FAO has released its latest biannual food outlook report today, as well as a new update to the organization's monthly food price index, which is inside of the outlook. According to FAO, overall international prices for agricultural commodities continue to decline. But to explain more is Abdulreza Abbasian, a senior economist with FAO in Rome. Mr. Abbasian, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
To start, can you tell me a bit about the report?
Food Outlook is the only report that FAO produces twice a year to look at short-term market developments at the global level for some of the more important food commodities. In this regard, we could say it's a report that is very much commodity concentrated. However, considering the type of commodities that it monitors and reports on, it is also a very important report from a food security angle.
Could you tell me a little bit more about the content of the outlook?
Food Outlook reports in general look at major food commodities, in particular cereals, oil crops, sugar, meat, dairy, and also fisheries, which is increasingly a very important sector. In this report, in addition, we have a special feature that looks into price volatility issues. We have our latest analysis about food import bills and the other market indicators.
What are the main highlights in this particular report?
May normally is a very important month for Food Outlook because this is when FAO normally publishes its very first forecast for the new season for some of the commodities covered, in this case, cereals. So in this report, we discuss the very first forecasts for total cereal production in 2015 and consumption and stocks in 2015-16. We also look into some of the other commodities, the prospects for the next 6 months to 1 year. What do we get out of this report, if I could just in a sentence wrap up the whole thing, is that very much so like the current season or current year, we are expecting a situation which will be characterized by relatively ample supply situation for nearly all the commodities covered. We are going to hopefully benefit for another season of stability, at least from an international level. In this regard, if we look at wheat, for example, we know that the supplies have been very good in current season, and we expect this to also be the case next year. Similarly, the situation with coarse grains and also rice, where we could see some declines on overall supply situation, but the declines are not really going to be significant simply because we have built up quite a large amount of reserves. And this is going to help us as a buffer against any sudden shortfalls in production, the decline that we already anticipate. For sugar, we have seen very good production levels, and again, the surplus production could continue well into another season. The dairy markets, if one wants to look at more value-added commodities covered in Food Outlook, we have seen a stabilization of prices somewhat, and the market seems to have become far more balanced, where milk production particularly has been increasing in many countries now for some time. Meat has been a little bit of an exception, not to mention the latest disease issue in the United States, but firming of the prices and the growing demand for meat products expected to be also very supportive to meat market for what is left of the 2015. And in fact, lately we have seen an upturn in the export quotations after several months of decline. The emerging issue is the development in the aquaculture, which is increasingly becoming a dominant driver in the fisheries sector. And the analysis in this report, in fact, highlights the fact that this trend is very likely to continue also into the next year. Overall, this situation with large supplies obviously have had quite an impact on prices. In fact, declining prices that we have witnessed to a large extent will be responsible for the falling import bill at the global level.
And prices are a barometer for the markets. So can you tell me a bit more about the latest price developments?
Today, we also published our food price index for April, which is also included as one of the sections in the Food Outlook. The April average showed a decline of about 1.2% from March. What is striking about the April number is that now we are almost 19% below same time last year. So this is how much prices have come down. Looking at individual commodities, which are covered by the index, the sharpest decline we had in April was in dairy, which lost about 6.7% from March. The milk powders and butters, the main commodities for which prices fell most. We had also a 1.3% fall in cereal prices, cereal price index. Vegetable oil also fell 1%, and this was a slide in prices that was highly influenced by weaker palm oil. The meat index, however, was the only one that in fact showed a slight increase, and this increase was associated with a supply situation of certain meat, which was a little bit more restricted than the month earlier. Dairy values and sugar were also down.
Given what we've heard, what are the main uncertainties ahead?
When we make our first production forecast, we assume many things, above of which normal weather. Well, weather has been anything but normal, as we all know, and certain regions of the world are more vulnerable to others, some concentration of certain crops in certain areas. So obviously, FAO will be monitoring very closely how weather is going to affect crops. Having said this, we are a little bit more confident in the overall supply situation simply because we have large inventories that we can draw on in case of unexpected declines. And among the main factors for downward pressure on international prices has been the strengthening of the US dollar. Of course, the exchange rate and macroeconomic situation go hand in hand. So economic conditions globally is going to be also very important. These are the three areas of, we could say, uncertainty, which could one way or another influence the prospect. It doesn't always have to influence in a negative way. It could also influence it in a positive way, but we cannot not take them into account.
Mr. Abassian, thank you.
Thank you.